I'm David Brancaccio. That payroll tax holiday that you're probably not getting technically went into effect yesterday. A lot of employers are not participating, at least not yet, in this Trump administration economic stimulus approach. But what choice do employees have on whether or not to keep about 6% more of their paychecks till the end of the year? That's the tax money that would normally go to fund Social Security. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Nova, one reason I ask is because employees, as it currently stands, will be on the hook for all this cash. Have to give it back to the government in the spring and may not want to have a balloon payment hanging over their heads. Do they have a choice in the matter?
Well, David, it looks like it's going to depend on who they work for. That's because the guidance to implement the tax holiday that's come from the IRS is addressed to companies. It doesn't talk about what employees can do. Now, I spoke this morning with Robert Delgado. He's an expert on compensation and benefits at the accounting firm KPMG.
The notice does not give employees a say in opting in and out of the payroll tax deferral. However, it does provide flexibility for employers to provide that option to employees. And so a lot of employers are looking to put in place an election for employees as part of this process.
For example, David, payroll processor ADP, that's automatic data processing, which handles hundreds of thousands of company payrolls, is talking about workers opting in. So there appears to be some mechanism forthcoming, at least for some private sector employees.
But if a company is not participating in this whole thing, but an employee wants in, do they have any recourse? Can they force a company's hand?
It doesn't look like it because there are no penalties for companies that do not participate in the tax holiday. So the private sector is interpreting the whole thing as voluntary. That means employees don't have a lot of say to force companies to participate, at least not based on the early guidance from the government, although more could be forthcoming, more guidance, so the rules could change.
Thank you, Nova. Also, legal experts question the president's authority to order many of these stimulus measures without Congress.